With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. While survey results released Friday show people are feeling safer to travel, over 90% of Montana's tourism businesses say they expect a long, slow recovery from COVID-19. Montana's tourism businesses reported 70% fewer bookings for June compared to the same time last year. That's according to a survey conducted by the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research at the University of Montana during the first week of May. At the time, the state had recently lifted the stay-at-home order and allowed some non-essential businesses to partially reopen. Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks had yet to announce their reopening plans, and the 2-week self-quarantine requirement for out-of-state travel was still in effect. The ITRR survey, the third in a series intended to gauge the impact of COVID-19 on Montana's travel-related businesses, found most business owners had progressed from feeling slightly worried in mid-March to frightened at the end of March to angry by early May. Almost 6% of the survey participants said they had permanently closed. More than one-third said they wouldn't have been able to make it past 6 months if conditions had continued. A quarter of the participants said they would have lasted up to a year. To make up for the loss of revenue, the majority of businesses said they had reduced their marketing and inventory and modified their cancellation policies. About half received COVID-19-related financial aid. The ITRR survey found that, on average, 8 positions per travel business will not be filled for the near future. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.